This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Kirsty didn't seem at all impressed by the Victoria sponge Mrs. Aldridge bought round this morning.
Oh, can you blame her? She's lucky not to be in the hospital after her dipping the ham.
I thought maybe she was going to throw it in her face, like at the circus, a custard pudding.
No, I think you mean a custard pie.
Well, I think Mrs. Aldridge was very kind.
There's no kindness in that cake, only self-interest. The Aldridges have enough problems without Kirsty suing them for ill health or loss of earnings.
The poison in the river. It's definitely coming from his land.
That's what they say. Linda went up and had a look. She says the scientists have set up. There are mobile laboratories. There's workmen in protective gear, looking like spacemen.
That sounds terrible.
She says she's heard they found something very nasty up there. Here we are then.
It's beautiful.
It's not bad.
Can we see your house?
Down there. That copse of trees. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you go to the left.
Oh, yes!
Over there, to the east, if you scrunch up your eyes, you see the remains of the medieval settlement. Have you got it?
Maybe.
Yeah, they say there's not an inch of England that hasn't been trodden by generations before us. Countless people have lived and died right here. Puts our lives into perspective, don't you think? Makes you realise we only get one chance.
You mean life is not just a rehearsal?
I've been thinking, Lexi, about Adam and Ian and you.
Oh.
We shouldn't waste the one chance we're given on regrets.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, you told them last week that you don't want to go ahead with the surrogacy.
We have talked about this, Roy. I want you to be happy.
Yeah, and I want you to be happy. What I want to say is, if you want to go ahead with it, then...
Wait, you mean that?
Yes.
Really?
If it's what you want...
You're sure?
Yeah.
Then I think maybe the sooner we tell them, the better.
We?
Will you come with me?
I'm not sure. It's not really anything to do with me.
Of course it is, Roy. Please.
Ah, Jennifer.
Hello, Justin.
Lillian's not here.
Oh, she's at Mum's. I know she's having tea. But it's you that I want
to... I'll tell her you called.
May I come in?
Busy, I'm afraid, in the middle of a film. Goodbye, Jennifer.
Justin, please. I've come to say I'm sorry.
Do you remember the day when we first got a dishwasher?
Not really, Mum.
Oh, of course you do. Dad called it the washing up machine. I thought it was magic. Hole in the wall, put the dirty dishes in and they all come out clean. Oh, no, not that way, Christopher. You've got to put the forks in prongs up.
Oh, sorry.
I wonder how your dad's getting on. Do you think it's a bit rich of Tom Archer calling him out for his pigs on a Sunday? I don't care if they have escaped.
Well, with Jazza away and Johnny's...
I don't know where Bridge Farm would be without me and your dad. Grinding to a standstill, that's where.
All right, yes, Mother.
Take the kefir. If it wasn't for me, they'd be pouring it away, money down the drain. Like I keep telling Tom and Helen, gut health. That's the buzzword these days.
Yep, you said.
What's kefir if it's not gut health?
Well, you've got those little pots now, though, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you? Ellen's thinking of putting up a special promotional display in the shop.
You might have mentioned something about it.
Pass me a dishwasher tablet, will you, love, in the cupboard there.
Right, so I think me and Alice will be on our way now.
Oh, you haven't had a cup of tea yet?
Well, we did have the coffee.
Made a fruitcake.
I'm still stuffed from dinner, Mum.
Oh, you can manage a little slice of fruitcake. It's not often I have you here on a Sunday.
I know, and it's been great, but me and Alice, we should really get...
How's she taking it, by the way?
Taking what?
Well, that business up at her mum and dad's. The poison in the land.
Well, that's not really anything to do with Alice.
You know what people are saying.
No, and I don't really want to know, Mum. I think actually we ought
They're
to be...
They're saying Brian Aldridge doesn't give a flying fig about the river nor the countryside. He only cares about his profits.
Who's saying that?
Oh, Alice, love. I didn't see you come in.
Yeah, well, obviously that's not true.
Well, of course, I'm not saying it
is. My dad's as shocked and worried as everyone else.
Yes, I'm sure he
is. He and my mum are going through hell, actually.
I know, love.
And people gossiping in corners.
Not me. I'm not one for gossip.
People gossiping in corners need to learn to keep their vicious opinions to themselves.
It's extremely regrettable. I mean, of course it is. But we have to keep it in proportion. Nobody's been hurt.
A few hundred dead fish?
Well, yes, of course, but... I mean, it's all in hand now. There's no more... Well, there's nothing nasty reaching the Am any longer. And everything's contained and... Well, it's being put right. And in due course, the insurers will pay out and we'll be back to normal.
Oh, you seem very sanguine about it all.
No, not sanguine. No, not at all. As I say, it's extremely regrettable, but what I personally regret, it was last week. I shouldn't have visited you, and I certainly shouldn't have said what I did.
From memory, I...
Look, I am so sorry and embarrassed. I haven't been able to sleep thinking about it. You're very important to me. And to Brian, just in your family. Please, will you accept my apologies, Justin? Please.
Did you see those smiles?
Certainly meant a lot to them. If you wanted to stay on for supper...
Oh, no, they'll want to be on their own to celebrate and start to make plans. Oh, did you see the look on Ian's face when I said that we are happy to go ahead?
Yeah.
I really appreciate this, Roy.
Well, it keeps you in the country a while longer, which has to be a good thing.
Would you like to come along to this meeting Adam wants later in the week?
Not to hammer out the details, not really.
You'd be very welcome.
I'm happy you're happy, Lexi. But this is your thing. Can we leave it at that?
Okay. I understand. You think Kathy will let me stay on in my room at Craig Gables?
Why do you want to do that?
Well, I will need to be in the country while we establish the formalities. I will pay rent, of course.
But won't you be moving in with me?
Will I?
Well, that's what I've been assuming.
Oh.
Well, you don't want to?
No, of course I do, but what about Kirsty?
It's my house.
It's her home, too.
Yeah, it's not as if we'll be asking her to leave.
It would be courteous, though, I think, to ask her, rather than just telling her it's going to happen.
Okay, so assuming Kirsty has no objections, which I know she won't, would you like to come and live with me at my house?
Thank you, Roy. I should like very much to come and live with you at your house.
Oh, that's a relief.
Thank you for a lovely lunch. Oh,
you're very welcome. Both of you.
Alice?
Yeah, thanks.
Look, I'm sorry if I've upset you, Alice, but this poison, it's a very serious matter.
Well, I'm not saying it isn't, but I don't...
You'd best go inside, Mum. You could catch your death out here.
Oh, yeah. I'm not happy with your dad being out in this. Looks to me like it might snow, and we've had enough of that this winter.
Anyway, Chris...
Yeah, right. Bye then, Mum.
Oh, bye-bye, love. Bye, Alice.
Yeah, bye.
I'm sorry, Christopher. I didn't mean to upset her. Will you tell her?
It's fine. Don't worry. Look, I'll call you later in the week, all right?
Thank you. That'll be lovely.
Go inside.
Yes. Bye-bye, then.
Bye, Mum. You okay?
What do you think?
My mum really didn't mean any harm.
She should learn to keep her mouth shut.
I'm sorry, Alice.
Can we change the record?
Yep.
It's me who should be saying sorry to you. I'm so grumpy. I shouldn't be taking it out on you.
What is it?
I don't... Monday morning blues.
It's still only Sunday.
Christmas over. Work stretching ahead forever.
We've got our holiday booked for April.
That's ages away.
Well, if you don't like your job, Alice, you could give it up. With me owning the forge outright, you know, we'd manage.
What would I do with myself? I'm a bit young to be a lady who lunches.
Well, we could, you know, think about starting a family.
We've been through this, Chris.
No, I'm just saying...
Yeah, when I'm ready, we will. I'm not ready. Not yet.
All right.
Oh, I hate January. Can't wait for it to be over.
Yeah, February is so much better.
Shut up.
So, home?
Via the bull, maybe?
Good thinking. Via the bull.
Thank you again, Justin.
Well, as you say, we are virtually related, and neither of us would want this to become a family feud. Let's just put it behind us.
Oh, well, thank you.
And you'll talk to Brian about dropping in next Wednesday?
Oh, the drinks party for Lateef. Well, are you sure?
Oh, Lillian and I would be delighted if you could join us. Talk to Brian, see what he thinks. Oh,
I don't need to talk to him. I know he'll want to be there just as much as I do.
Oh, well, that's a yes, then.
Yes, please.
Excellent. Wednesday at 6, then.
That's Brian now. Do you mind if I take
him? No, not at all.
Love to Lillian.
And best regards to Brian. Bye.
Oh, bye. Hello, darling. Oh, well, Justin insisted I stay on for a cup of tea. No, he couldn't have been more charming. I'm afraid Kirsty was a little bit frosty, but well, the important thing is I managed to ascertain that she's been checked over by the doctor and she's been given the all clear, so she's all right. And, well, Justin's all right. Yeah, and with a bit of luck, in a short while, they'll have finished their work at the Old Pond and we'll be able to put it all behind us and get back to normal. Before we know it, this is all going to seem like nothing more than a bad dream.
Morning, Toby Fairbrother.
Hello there, Joe.
Yeah, where are you off to, grinning like the village idiot, eh?
Just off to work at the bull.
Yeah, everybody's smiling today. Beats me, why? I just passed Jennifer Aldridge and she gives me a wave like she ain't got a care in the world. And all the time there's that old pond up at home farm looking like a scene from a horror film. Bert Fry indoors, is he?
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah, I got one of my special bottles of cider here for him.
Oh, great.
Well, don't just stand there smirking. Help me down.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. Yeah, of course.
Give us your arm. Yeah. Yeah, oh, that's it. Here, there. Oh, easy, does it.
You okay?
I thought it will be when I get me breath. Right, now, if you could just reach me down one of them bottles you can see there.
Yeah. Oh, is this the same stuff Bert had off you last week?
Oh, I couldn't possibly see.
He let me have a glass. Beautiful stuff.
Well, there's nothing like a glass of tumble tussock to warm your innards. He's indoors, you say?
Yes, and he's got company.
Yeah. Who would that be then?
Jim Lloyd. Funnily enough, I think I heard him asking about your tumble tussock cider.
Yeah, what was he wanting to know?
Well, how many bottles Bert's had, maybe. I was only passing through the kitchen. I wasn't really listening.
And what did Bert Fry tell him?
They're both still in there. Why don't you go inside and ask them yourself? Back door's open.
Hey, come back here, Toby Fairbrother.
What?
I need you to help me back on me trap. I just remembered something I've got to do.
Well, what about Bert's cider?
Cider? I don't know nothing about no cider.
Roy.
Oh, hello, Ian.
Yeah, I've been trying to catch you all day, but it's been mad in the kitchen. That coach party of pensioners from Felpersham.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm glad to see the place full.
Oh, especially in January.
Are you off for the day now?
No, just fancied a bit of fresh air.
I've been wanting to say a proper thank you.
You and Adam did that yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but...
It's fine.
Only when you and Lexi knocked on the door, we were at the computer searching for another surrogate. I mean, we were even starting to think about going abroad. And then the two of you appearing there on the doorstep like magic. I mean, we were so stunned after you'd gone, we couldn't be sure if we'd remembered our manners.
Honestly, you don't have to keep saying it.
Okay. Well, good. Where are you off to then?
Well, I'm thinking I might drop by Home Farm. Take a look at what everyone's talking about.
The contamination site.
You been up there?
No, not yet. I mean, how would you feel about some company?
What, you want to come along?
Yeah, I'd be interested to have a look, unless you'd rather be on your own.
No, of course, if you want.
That looks like hard work, Joe.
Oh, shoes.
Not sure I could lift that bag.
Yeah, that'll be because you've had a soft life in the college.
Looking to have a word with you and Eddie.
He ain't here.
No?
If he was, do you think I'd be feeding these pigs?
Only I was hoping to talk to you both about your tumble tussock cider.
What about it?
I've been doing some back-of-the-envelope maths.
Oh, I don't know nothing about no back-of-no-envelopes.
And I can't make it add up.
Oh, you with all them brains.
I know that you had that good barrel of tumble tussock, and I know you were giving it away free with your turkeys, but I've been asking around, and I've discovered several people in the village have had top-ups since then.
Oh, quite a Sherlock Holmes.
And I've come to the conclusion, Joe, that you must be passing off regular cider as tumble tussock.
I'd never do that.
Or you and Eddie weren't telling me the truth back before Christmas, and you had more of the good stuff than you let on.
You're accusing me of being a liar, a slander, that is. Deformation of character.
The crux of the matter is this, Joe. Have you been accepting payment?
That's none of your business.
Because that would be illegal.
Don't you go again with your insinuations and accusations. You got proof, have you? Proper proof? No, of course not. All you've got is your backs of your envelopes.
And extensive notes on my conversations.
In writing?
Indeed, with several of your customers.
Yeah. I get it, yeah. Bert Fry's been blabbing, eh? Now, here's the thing, Jim Lloyd. You can't believe a word he says. Off in his own do-laddy world most of the time, and that's the truth.
I've talked to a few people, actually.
You got no important college work to think about, eh? Or bird watching? Or is it better sport for you harrying an old man in a twilight of his life?
I do wonder if perhaps Harrison might be interested in my findings.
Harrison Burns is a good friend of my family. His girlfriend and our Emma are thick as thieves.
Thieves?
Oh, don't you dare call my family thieves.
Why don't you invite me inside for a cup of tea, Joe?
Why would I do that?
Because despite all your very convincing protestations, I don't think this thorny little issue is going to go away.
Hmm. Oh, will you look at those hands, Rex? They're so tiny, but so perfect. Look at them.
Yeah, looked already.
Okay, so this picture is a baby at 12 weeks, about the same as ours. Can you see the difference?
Nope.
But so much has changed.
If you say so.
The wrists and the elbows, they're moving about. It's beginning to get its little fingernails and tiny toenails. It's peeing into the womb.
Oh, too much information, Toby.
But it's amazing.
Yeah, agreed. It's amazing. Now, would you mind if I concentrated on these accounts?
Forget accounts. This is the mystery of life.
Okay.
Why are you doing them here, anyway?
Anisha's got the central heating engineers in. Bert's got the telly on maximum volume. And I thought if I came here, I might get a bit of peace and quiet.
What accounts?
Final reckoning on the geese.
Looking good?
Not really. Haven't you got any work to do?
I'm on my break. Oh, did I tell you? I called Mum, then Dad, at the weekend.
Great.
And I told them. I told them, Rex.
About the...
You bet.
Oh, how did they take it?
Game of two halves. Mum told me to make no promises without a paternity test. And Dad came over all emotional. You know, fair brother line stretching on into eternity, blah, blah. Actually, I've got a feeling he might have been crying. Oh, he tried to make out he's got a cold and was sniffing, but I never had him down as the doting granddad type.
I never had you down as the doting dad type.
But here I am. Oh, okay, here's your starter for 10.
What?
The fetus is the size of an avocado. It can suck its thumb and it's playing with its umbilical cord. How many weeks?
16.
You knew?
Random guess.
Oh. Well, yeah, you're right.
Now, shouldn't you be getting back to work?
Oh, did I tell you? Pip's having a scan tomorrow.
You might have mentioned it 200 or 300 times.
Do you think she'll be taking a mum or a dad?
How should I know?
Maybe both. Have a family outing.
Oh, don't be like that.
Yeah, you're right. It's just...
You'd like to be there?
Maybe next time.
I'm sure she'll show you the pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, of course she will.
Yeah, and then I can explain.
I'm all ears.
Yeah, that barrel, the one what turned bad, no, not the first one, the third one.
Yes.
Well, it was the strangest thing. When we come to chuck it away, I says to Eddie, and I don't know why I said it, but I did. I says, give it one more taste, shall we?
A premonition.
Ah. So we each had a teaspoonful, him and me, and it didn't taste too bad.
Amazing.
So we had another one, and that wasn't bad neither.
Unbelievable.
You see, the tumble tussock turned bad, but then it turned good again.
In the barrel?
I was thinking perhaps when you was here, it might have still been working.
Or maybe it was a miracle.
Ah, well, you know, it would have been a miracle. Yeah.
So you bottled it up?
Well, it would have been a sin not to.
And you've been selling it?
Well, when you say selling it, what do you mean exactly?
Taking money. I knew it. Selling it without a licence, which, as I'm sure you know, is against the law.
Yeah, all right, Jim Lloyd, do your worst. An old man in me dotage. Throw me in chains. Lock me up.
Doesn't have to come to that,
Joe. Chuck away the key.
We could consider an alternative arrangement.
Like what?
You could buy my silence.
How much?
3 bottles.
It's all gone.
2 bottles.
Well, there's none left.
One.
The barrel's empty.
That is a great shame.
All right, assistant. As a one-off, we might be prepared to waive your membership fee for the year.
Of the Cider Club? Interesting.
Of course, you'd have to keep it to yourself. The other members won't be happy.
Or you could tell them it's in recognition of special services to cider. Call it a platinum membership.
Oh, suppose I could run it past Eddie when he comes in.
A lifetime platinum membership.
I said 1 year.
Lifetime.
Yeah. Not sure I can get that past Eddie.
And the two of you will pick my share of the apples.
Forever?
From here to eternity.
Oh, you're pushing your luck, Jim Lloyd.
Those are my terms. Take them or leave them.
Eddie ain't gonna like it.
Do we have a deal?
And I thought we was mates.
All those people, all that protective gear.
Yeah, it'll be health and safety.
And Adam really says they're not worried.
Well, no, obviously they wish it hadn't happened, but they're under the clean-up operation now, so when you're ready, Toby.
Right with you.
So, look, I wanted to say thanks again, Roy, for changing your mind.
Honestly, please don't mention it.
Afternoon, all.
Yeah, afternoon, Jim.
He looks very pleased with himself.
What made you change your mind?
Oh, I don't know. Always been too soft for me own good. Maybe I'm getting old. Got the big 4-0 heaving into sight.
What, you're kidding? You kept that quiet.
I know. I still only look 21.
So when is it?
A couple of weeks.
Are you having a party?
I'm trying to forget it's happening. Any danger of some service here?
I'm just taking this call.
So, what next?
There's no saying when we'll be able to go ahead. I mean, we've got our names down for an egg donation, but it could take months. So in the meantime, there's this meeting Adam wants the three of us to have.
On Thursday?
Yeah. He wants us all to try and get some stuff down on paper so we're all clear on the parameters.
Yeah, it's best to be clear.
I need Toby behind the bar.
Yeah, Kenton was here earlier, but...
Well, when he eventually gets off the phone, I'd like to offer you two gentlemen a drink.
That's very kind, Jim.
You can help me celebrate.
Celebrate?
I'm sworn to secrecy. I will say only this. The taste of victory is almost as sweet on the tongue as the taste of the Grundy's tumble tussock.
Rex, guess what?
Hello? What about our drinks?
Rex?
What?
Guess what?
I don't know.
Have a go.
You've won the lottery?
No, I don't do the lottery.
Premium bonds?
I haven't got any.
No, just tell me.
I had a call from Pip.
Oh, great.
And guess what?
Can we stop playing this game?
Well, she's going for her 12-week scan tomorrow.
Yes, I know. You told me already.
And guess what?
Toby!
She wants me to go with her. I'm going to see our baby.
I love it.
So do I.
It's just a log chipper.
But the way it's gobbling up that old Christmas tree.
Greedy thing.
It's a machine, Gran.
In South Africa, we have an artificial tree.
Chris suggested we do that this year.
Oh, it's a good idea.
How can you say that, Alice? There's nothing like a real tree.
Less mess, more eco-friendly.
Are you sure about that?
I do love the smell of pine needles in the house.
You don't have to lug it to the green when the chipper finally arrives in the village.
It's very kind of you, dear, to help me lug my tree here in your car.
Oh, I didn't mean... Sorry, Gran. I'm happy to bring the tree here. I think I'm just suffering from the January blues.
Well, at least the days are getting longer.
Not so you'd notice. I wouldn't mind, but practically all of our friends are doing dry January, so we can't even go out for a proper drink.
What's dry January?
It's giving up alcohol for the month.
Like Lent?
Sounds like a good idea.
It's a terrible idea. Most depressing month of the year. Why would anyone want to give up booze?
I wonder if Lillian's heard of it.
Oh, it's nearly our turn.
Your smile, Nolly. You could be waiting for a ride at the fair.
Oh, I've never seen one of these before.
Will you have time to pop in for lunch, Alice, after you drop us back home? We're just having some soup and cheese.
That'd be nice, Gran. Thanks. Much better than a sandwich at my desk.
Is everything all right at work, dear?
Why do you ask?
Well...
Well, there's this guy, Aaron. He's really annoying me. Thinks he's God's gift. Always suggesting how I can do things a little better.
He's your boss?
No, we're on exactly the same level.
Can't you just tell him to back off?
I tried. He's got the hide of an elephant.
Maybe have a word with your manager.
Tried that too. Not interested. All chaps together.
You could tell him how he can do things a little better.
Good thinking, Nolly.
He wouldn't even notice.
Oh, you could ignore him.
What? Look the other way and pretend I can't hear him?
Oh, it always works for me and Sipo. It makes him really mad.
Our turn, girls. The machine awaits.
That'll be Toby.
Your dad hates the sound of that car.
Only because it's Toby's. Oh, I just wish Dad had given him a chance, you know?
Sure you want him here today?
Of course, Mum. He's my baby's father.
Yeah, but you shouldn't feel obliged.
But Toby has just as much right to be there as me. And he's really buying into being a dad.
Who'd have thought?
He keeps sending me images of developing fetuses.
Are you sure it's just about the baby? He doesn't want the two of you to...
Mum, we've been there once, we've been there twice. We're definitely not going back there a third time.
Are you sure he feels the same way?
Certain of it. Our chariot awaits.
Are you going to be warm enough? Maybe a scarf?
No, I'll be all right.
I'll put one in my bag, just in case you need it.
You're fussing.
I'm your mother, Pip. It's me job. You wait, you'll see. Come on then, before we blast that ridiculous horn again.
Did you play the Frank Sinatra record I mentioned?
Of course.
What did you think?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Coco, you love Frank Sinatra. That's good enough for me.
Have you considered a career in diplomacy?
Shall I bring these bowls over to the table?
Yes, please.
That soup smells delicious, Gran.
Oh, just leek and potato, dear. Oh, it's lovely to sit down. You were a long time on the phone to your Chris. I hope he's all right.
Oh, yeah, he was just giving me some advice.
Oh?
About this bloke at work.
Aaron.
Well remembered.
Yeah. So they told us this morning they're having a do in a couple of weeks. Celebrate the company's 5th birthday.
Mm.
Bit of food, dance floor.
Sounds good.
Maybe. But I was thinking of coming up with an excuse.
You mean not go?
Well, the thought of spending an evening having to smile at that idiot, I don't know if I can be bothered.
He sounds like an idiot.
Chris says I should go along anyway and ignore him.
Like me and Sipple.
Your husband's quite right, dear. If you want to go to the party, then you should go.
I don't know. So, when is it you're going back to South Africa, Nolitando?
Thursday.
So soon?
Yes.
And Kate's definitely going with you?
Yes.
Oh, are you looking forward to being home?
The sunshine will be nice. But I'm going to miss everyone. Especially you, Coco.
Oh, silly girl, you won't miss me at all.
Oh, you're so wrong. I'm going to miss you a lot.
Fingerprints, Ruth. Think about that. Fingerprints already. Completely unique fingerprints.
Amazing.
I mean, wow.
Wow.
Oh, it's such a shame we won't be able to find out the sex. You see, the genitals are forming, but it's difficult to tell for certain yet.
Yeah, I know, Toby.
It's so fascinating, Ruth.
I remember when I was expecting Pip. I was the same. I couldn't get enough. Yeah. David wasn't so interested. Of course, it was mostly books and leaflets in those days.
I picked up a pile of leaflets from outside.
I'm sure Pip's got them already from her last checkup.
Full of do's and don'ts.
Hi there.
Hey, how did it go?
Yeah, fine.
When you say fine?
Weight, fine. Blood pressure, fine. Yeah. Temperature, fine.
Oh, brilliant.
Any idea how long you'll be waiting?
I think we're next.
Great.
The thing is, they've just told me I'm only allowed one person in with me.
One?
Yeah, afraid so.
Right. No problem. They'll probably give you a picture anyway. You can show me that. That's all good, no problem.
You should go in with her, Toby.
Are you sure?
You're the baby's father.
Philippa Archer.
I mean, do you want to come?
Yes, definitely.
Philippa Archer.
Yeah, they're coming.
Oh, thank you so much, Ruth.
Get a move on, you'll miss your slot.
Okay, Topes, looks like we're on.
When I get home, if ever I can't sleep, I'm going to bring myself here, sitting with you in front of the fire.
And if I can't sleep, I shall picture myself here sitting with you. Mm. Nolly, do you mind if I ask you something about you and your mother?
Yeah?
Last week, you were so angry with her.
Was I?
You told me the only person she ever thought about was herself.
Did I say that?
And then at the weekend, when Jennifer told me that not only are the two of you now the best of friends, but also Kate's going back to South Africa with you. I have to admit, I was surprised.
Yeah, it's good, though, yes?
Oh, of course. I just wondered what happened.
We just had a talk.
How did that come about? Nolly?
I can't tell you. It's complicated.
Very well.
It's not that I don't want to.
I understand. But you know I would try and help if something was bothering you, dear.
Last week, Thursday, I spent the night in hospital.
Good heavens, why?
My mum was there with me. I was very stupid.
What happened?
I took a pill.
You mean drugs?
My mum saved my life.
Jennifer didn't mention.
Grandma doesn't know. Nobody knows. Only Mom and me. Now you.
Who gave you this pill?
Some boy at the party. I don't know his name. I've never seen him before. My mum was great.
Is this why she's going with you to South Africa?
Partly to make sure I'm okay, and I think partly because of something you said to her last week.
Ah, yes.
What did you say to her?
I think that should remain between me and your mother.
Whatever it was, Coco, thank you.
Oh, Nolly. Oh, dear. It's hard to take in. How are you now?
I'm fine. Honestly, I'm really good.
You won't do it again, will you?
No.
Promise.
I promise. I totally promise. Lesson learned.
I'm glad you told me.
Now, how about some Frank Sinatra?
Yes, I think that would be an excellent idea. You really are all right now.
Yes.
Well, I'm very proud of you. And Kate.
Me too.
You stare any harder at that picture, you'll burn a hole in the paper. Toby?
What?
I'm saying, the way you're looking at that scan picture.
Yeah, I thought if I took a photo of it on my phone, then I'd have it with me all the time. But looking at them both, it hasn't actually come out that well. Pip's original is loads better.
Give it here, I'll take it to the office and make a copy.
Oh, there's no need.
It won't take me a minute.
No, honestly, don't go to any trouble.
You all right, Toby? You're very quiet.
Am I? Is Pip okay, do you think?
She's only gone to the loo.
She's been gone a long time.
2 minutes tops.
Really? Right, okay.
It's amazing, isn't it? The picture.
Yeah, amazing.
When David and I went for the first scan with Pip, I remember him saying, "That thing, Ruth, on the screen, it's going to call us Mum and Dad for the rest of our lives. Mum and Dad. And it's going to look at us and think we know what we're talking about."
Yeah.
Well, I said to him he wasn't to worry because it didn't look like a baby to me. It looked like a rabbit.
The heartbeat. I wasn't expecting that. And the sound of the blood rushing.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten that.
It was going so fast, like it was running a marathon in there. I've got to go. I'm working at the ball.
What time do you start?
6, I think.
Oh, got time for another coffee and one of Jill's cookies.
Thank you, but say bye to Pip for me when she comes back.
The picture.
What about it?
You've still got it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'll go and make you that copy.
It was the blood. The sound of the blood. Nobody told me.
Can you manage the clasp, dear?
Nearly there.
I know it can be fiddly. Chris has to help me with it in the mornings.
Got it. Oh, your neck looks naked without it.
I bought it as a little present to myself when your grandmother was small and things were tough.
Oh, it's pretty.
It's quite plain, but I like to think it's brought me luck over the years. I want you to have it.
No, I can't.
Please take it, dear. It would mean a lot to me. Please.
If you're really sure.
I want you to have something to remember me by.
I don't need anything to remember you by. You'll be coming over to South Africa, won't you?
Put it on, dear, will you?
Okay.
There. Lovely. The gold looks very fine round your neck. Much better than it ever looked on me.
I don't think so.
You're such a pretty girl. And very special to me.
And you're special to me.
So, off you go.
Are you sure about the necklace?
Yes.
Thank you. I love it.
I'm so glad.
Bye, Coco.
Bye-bye, dear.
Brian? Why haven't you been answering your phone?
Well, I didn't hear it.
Well, I've been trying to get hold of you for the past hour. Have you forgotten?
No, I've been helping Adam feed the deer.
You have forgotten, haven't you? Oh, how could you, Brian?
No, dinner tonight, Grey Gables.
Oh, honestly.
And it's not even 5 o'clock yet. There's plenty
We're
of time.
We're expected at the Dower House at 6.
Oh, that.
Well, you could try and sound a little enthusiastic.
Well, drinks, Jenny. What sort of invitation's that? Why not a proper supper?
After the things I said to Justin last week, we're lucky to be invited at all.
Actually, darling, I think I might have a cold coming. Perhaps I ought to cry off.
No.
You go. Give my apologies.
No!
I'm really not feeling at all well.
Oh, why are you so reluctant to go?
Ah, this business up at Low Mead with the contamination and everything.
Darling, it is all in hand.
Yes, I know.
Look, have you managed to turn up any of the old paperwork?
Well, I haven't had a chance to get up in the attic yet, I'm afraid.
You could have gone up there this afternoon instead of going out to feed the deer.
This is a working farm, Jenny, and the important thing is to keep it working as normally as possible.
Well, you're here now, so let's get inside. I've laid your clothes out on the bed and there's just time for you to leap into the shower.
I really don't feel 100%.
Oh, you know you'll enjoy it once you're there.
You ought to be tucked up in bed, Neil.
I'm all right.
No, you're not. You should get back home. There's no need to wait for me to finish work.
It's just a bit of a cold.
Look at the state of you.
Please, don't go on, Susan.
Well, someone's got to take care of you, because I don't see you taking care of yourself.
Right. How do you think this sounds? Are you concerned about the River Am? Are you concerned about the Ambridge environment? Come to a public meeting, Wednesday, 31st of January, 7:30 p.m, Ambridge Village Hall.
All welcome?
Yes, of course all are welcome.
No, I think you should add it, in case people think it's a parish council meeting.
But here is a public meeting.
I'm just saying, Neil. You asked what I thought. I'm just saying.
All right. Oh, welcome.
Oh. You need to be home in bed.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, blame Tom Archer. Keeping you out all hours on Sunday.
Well, I couldn't come home, could I? Not till we found all the pigs.
You're too good to him. Too accommodating.
Poor chap was on his own.
Take advantage of us. Me sorting out their kefir and you sorting out their pigs.
Did I mention someone had broken down the gate?
Yeah, Tom told me.
Sheer vandalism. I mean, where's the pleasure? I'm sorry.
Give your notice to me. I'll put it in the window.
Oh, thanks, love.
Now, you go home. I'll get back to look after you as soon as I can. What you need is a hot bath, a hot dinner and an early bed.
Oh, yes. That sounds lovely.
Oh, I'm so sorry we're a little late. Only a touch, darling. You know coat, Brian?
It's only a few steps from the car.
But here, Jenny, give me yours. I'll hang it up. Ooh, are we the last to arrive? Don't worry. The thief's only just turned up. Look, why don't you go through, Brian?
Yes, darling. You go ahead and say hello while I have a quick catch-up here with Lillian.
I don't mind waiting.
Now get yourself a drink.
And something soft for me, darling.
Oh, all right.
We're going on to a farewell dinner for Nolantando and Kate. And guess who's driving?
Mum's going to miss young Nolly.
So, tell me.
What?
How is the guest of honour?
Pretty much as expected, really. Scarcely acknowledged me when he came in. Nodded briefly at Shula and Alistair. Gave something that might have been a smile at Anisha and Rex. Took Justin's elbow, steered him into a corner, and then put his back to the rest of the room. And that's where he stayed.
Oh, dear.
I'm pleased for Justin that he's being so friendly to him. Poor man was so disappointed when he didn't turn up to the wedding.
Oh, yes, of course.
You know, there no word when we got back from India. Yeah, Justin's very chuffed he's turned up. So am I, really. I don't mind him giving me the cold shoulder. After the Matt and Hugo Melling fiasco, I hardly expect him to be my best friend. Still, the night is young and I'm determined to sort things out.
I'm sure you will.
I should like him to be a little friendlier to Alistair and Anisha. I feel so terrible that my behaviour has lost them a valuable client.
Unfortunate business.
Yes, Lateef.
Expensive, I dare say.
Well, the sooner the clean-up people leave us, the sooner we can get back to the business of farming.
Oh, you don't seem very concerned, Brian.
On the contrary, I'm very concerned. But I'm a farmer, and I can't afford to lose sleep over every stone in my path.
But yet this is perhaps a little more than a stone in your path.
No, I'm with Brian. In business, one has to keep a cool head. No good flapping about it and expecting calamity at every turn.
Quite. That's why we pay insurance companies.
Precisely. Oh.
Do you see what I mean? Stuck over there with his back to the room, bordering on plain rude. Poor Shula and the others abandoned like a bad smell. Look, would you mind going over, darling, and chatting with them?
No, of course not.
I'm going to sort this once and for all.
Oh, Stairs, you frightened the life out of me.
Why? Who did you think I was?
You could have knocked.
Why would I do that?
Give me fair warning.
Neil, don't be so silly. Look, I brought you some hot honey and lemon. Got it?
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's very good.
I'm sorry I'm a bit later home than I intended. Only Helen came in the shop, wanting to talk about the little pots for the kefir. She wants to have them tub-shaped, but I said to her, if you go down the little tub route, people are going to think fromage frais, but you want them to think medication. The fact is, Neil, her and Tom, they're not clear thinkers, not like me and you. You're shutting your eyes, Neil.
Oh, I'm resting up.
Open your eyes, please, love. You mustn't fall asleep in the water.
Oh, Susan, I do feel rough.
Have you taken any paracetamol? Oh, I think there's some in the cupboard, are you? Have another sip of your hot lemon. Shampoo. conditioner, antiseptic. Oh, here we are. Right, I'll pop downstairs and get you a glass of water. Neil, don't fall asleep.
I'm sorry, Susan.
Do you think we should get you into bed?
Yeah, I think that might be a good idea.
Oh, come on then, love. Out you get.
I reckon I'm getting too old for pig farming.
Oh, you're not old. Come here. Let's wrap you up.
I'm aching in every bone.
Oh, it's just a touch of the flu, Neil.
I don't know if I've got another winter of this in me.
Never heard such rubbish.
Oh, I feel so tired.
Business person of the year? Well, how exciting for you.
Justin, darling, I think Alistair could do with a top-up.
Ah, yes. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh, and Jenny wants to ask you something, Brian.
Really?
Yeah, she's over there with Anisha.
Right you are.
Excuse me.
Actually, Latif, I wondered if we might have a little talk.
Well, I...
No, it won't take long. I just want to say thank you for coming this evening. It means a lot to Justin.
Well, he's a good friend.
He was sad you weren't able to come to our non-nuptials.
When it was cancelled, I made other plans.
No, it's perfectly all right, Latif. No need to explain. I do understand you care about Justin.
We've known each other a long time.
And you think he'd be better off without me?
Well...
No, you told him so. I know that. And frankly, I'm surprised he didn't take your advice. But luckily for me, he didn't. And here we are. Together. Forever, I hope.
I hope so too. I should hate to see him hurt again.
I did hurt him, you're right. But I didn't betray him, not in that way.
This is none of my business,
excuse me. No, please stay, just for a minute. Look, I behaved badly, Latif, and I'm ashamed of myself, but I never betrayed Justin, and I never once behaved fraudulently. I didn't know a thing about Matt and his business dealings, and that's the truth. And neither did Alistair, and neither did Anisha.
Well... Now we've cleared that up.
Their practice is suffering, Latif, since you took your business away, and I wouldn't mind betting your stable is suffering too.
Is that right?
I've been round horses all my life. Anisha might be young, but I've never known a finer equestrian vet.
She's good.
She's the best. Look, I don't expect you to be my friend, Latif. But I am asking you not to allow any personal animosity you feel for me to spill over either into your friendship with Justin or your business relationship with Anisha and Alistair.
You're very frank, Lillian.
I'm very ashamed of myself.
Well, if you'll excuse me.
Lillian?
I'm shaking. I need a drink.
Yes, as I thought you might. Large G&T, ice, 2 slices of lemon.
You angel. Well,
I don't know what you said, but it's hit the spot. Look. Latif's gone straight over to Anisha.
Oh, Justin will be pleased. Where is he? Do you know?
No. No, I don't. And where's Brian?
Why don't you face the facts? Whatever the Environment Agency have discovered on that land, this is a calamitous situation.
Oh, come on. There's no need to overdo it.
You know, I've been around landowners all my life, and I've very rarely heard of a contamination so serious. Poisoning the am, for heaven's sake.
Look, the EA are just being cautious. It's their job to be cautious.
For heaven's sake, Brian, they've obviously already traced something extremely nasty to that land of yours.
Well, I'm sure they'll let us know all the details in due course. Now, I don't want to cut this short, Justin, but we're due at Grey Gables.
I've heard whispers of TCE.
Whispers?
Apparently they're bringing in a specialist firm to investigate further.
Well, actually, I'm bringing in a team to clean this up as quickly as possible, but... Really, Justin, you shouldn't listen to idle village gossip. I thought you were better than that. Please, trust me. Everything's in hand. Nothing for you or anyone else to worry about.
Oh, unbelievable. Only a week ago, your wife came to this very house accusing me of all sorts of double-dealing and secret agendas, and now, suddenly, there's nothing to worry about. You're up to your neck, Brian. You might be managing to convince Jennifer that it's all going to blow over, but you're not convincing me.
Is that it? Have you finished?
I think there's more to this than you're admitting.
Can I speak now?
Go ahead.
I want to say 2 things. 2 things. Number 1, you are wrong. And number 2, in what way exactly? Is this any of your damn business?
I'm so sorry about the washing machine.
You'd better get used to it. In a few months, it'll be running almost constantly.
You think?
I know. I like to imagine your baby in here. I remember one of my girls used to enjoy watching the washing machine, actually.
What, you're kidding?
Not at all. I would strap her in her pushchair, put on the brake, and she'd stay entertained for a good, 10 minutes?
10 whole minutes?
Maybe 5. It's funny. I can't remember which daughter it was. You always think you're never going to forget, and then it's gone.
We could go through to the other room.
No, I like it in here in the kitchen. It's cozy.
Do you mean small?
I can't actually believe this is happening. The three of us talking about... like it's really going to happen.
Lexi, how can we say thank you?
Oh, it is such a pleasure for me to bring you such joy.
So, perhaps we'd better get on.
Of course.
Would you like a coffee?
No, thank you.
Macaroon?
Thank you. 2 is enough.
Look, I'll pack dealers up for you to take home.
Ian.
I know. This is a business meeting.
Well, not a business meeting exactly, but it is important.
It's just I'm so excited.
No, me too. The thought of growing a child inside me and that child growing up here in this lovely home.
So?
Yeah. Sorry, you're right. Sorry. So...
this meeting is for the three of us to come to an agreement to guide us as to what might happen in a variety of hypothetical scenarios. Yes?
Yes.
I mean, it's not legally binding.
It seems a good idea.
It's just we wanted you to know it's entirely voluntary.
Of course.
I've started to make a list of some possible situations that we ought to consider.
I mean, are you certain you don't want another coffee?
I'm fine, really.
Ian.
Sorry.
So, in no particular order... what will happen if we discover the fetus has a genetic condition?
But surely that will depend on the type of genetic condition.
Perhaps we could agree on the agenda before we start our discussions.
Of course. I'm sorry.
As I say, in no particular order. What will happen if you, Lexi, want to abort the fetus and we don't? And vice versa, if there's a circumstance in which we want a termination and you don't.
Okay.
And we need to discuss how many embryos we would ideally transplant. Potential selective reduction. Accommodation arrangements for Lexi once successful implantation has taken place. Oh, yes, and a memo for us all. We need to change our wills so the child won't inherit from Lexi's estate.
I don't have a will.
Oh, you should make one. We'll pay for one for you.
Okay.
Oh, I'll go.
No, it's probably Mum. She sent a text, something about a card I think she wants us to sign for Nolatanda. Be right back.
No problem.
Are you okay?
Yes, it's a little...
Yeah, me too.
Justin?
Oh, I'm sorry to call unannounced, Adam, but I was passing and I saw you were home. If it's convenient, there's something I'd like to discuss with you.
It's not a great time, I'm afraid. I could meet you at the Bull in an hour.
No, not the Bull. It's a little sensitive.
What is it?
Perhaps I could come back here in an hour, say.
Yes.
Oh, well, till then.
Okay.
So what time's your flight?
Not sure exactly. Late afternoon sometime. Granddad's driving us to the airport.
You're right to fly and everything.
I've told you to stop worrying.
Sorry.
And stop apologising.
It was horrible.
I'm the one who's sorry. The windowsill. I should have thought about your dad.
I should just never have brought those...
Stop it!
You could have died.
But I didn't.
I can't believe I gave you that pill.
The way I remember it, Freddie, I grabbed it from you.
Yeah, but...
Let's not go over it again. I'm fine now, okay? That's what matters.
Your gran still doesn't know.
My mum's done a great job covering our tracks.
Someone from the village heard there was an ambulance.
Really?
Yeah, they mentioned it to my mum yesterday.
And?
I had to think on my feet. I told her some idiot from the college dialed 999 as a joke.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm quite impressed myself, actually.
Ham and cheese sandwiches, anyone?
Jennifer, there's really no
need. I am guessing you're on your lunch break from college.
Yes.
And I can't have you going back to work on an empty stomach. Nolitando, doesn't this room look bare with all your stuff packed away?
I think the word you might be looking for, Jennifer, is tidy.
Oh, shut up. He's not allowed any of these sandwiches, Grandma. They're all mine.
Well, I leave you two to fight among yourselves.
You're really going to eat all those sandwiches?
Every one.
So, you're not worried?
I'm concerned, yes, of course.
Only concerned?
Earlier in the week, I was uneasy. But when I talked it over with Brian, he didn't seem too anxious. He's the one who's getting daily updates from the contractors, after all.
Have you been up to Lowmead?
Oh, I was there at the weekend.
But not since?
I'll admit, it all looked rather alarming. But the Environment Agency are obviously going to take precautions. As far as we can tell, this is a historical problem with limited impact.
No, I'm not so sure.
But the leaking chemicals have been isolated and contained. And all that remains is for a comprehensive clear-up operation. And for Brian to put in a claim to the insurers. The sooner the better, given the mounting cost.
And so the EA are packing up?
It's been over a week now. They've blocked the culvert. They'll send people over to supervise the clean-up. But it's up to us now the river's secure.
Well, Brown's specialist firm is going to prove costly.
Well, yes.
Very well. It's a home farm issue, and as Brown made clear to me last night, it's none of my business.
The land is everyone's business.
Indeed.
What do you want me to do?
Well, I've tried talking to Brown, but it seems to me that he and Jennifer are simply not facing up to the gravity of the situation. This contamination, whatever it is going to be huge. Possibly even catastrophic.
You really think so?
And my worry is, the more Brian and Jennifer try to ignore or minimise what's going on, the worse it'll be. And possibly not just for Home Farm, but for the reputation of the whole area.
I should go back up to Lowmead.
I think that would be a good idea.
Though Brian is keeping us well informed.
Sometimes it's better getting the facts straight from the source. Getting ginned up with all the scientific detail, I mean. Land is your passion, after all.
Point taken.
But ultimately, the reason I've come to you...
Yes?
Well, I just wanted to say it last night to Brian, but he wasn't in the mood to listen. Perhaps I was a little clumsy.
What is it, Justin?
Well, I mean, it goes without saying, really, but if there's anything I can do to help...
Thank you.
I mean, anything at all.
We will talk, won't we, on Skype?
Yes.
Nolitando!
Every week?
As often as you like.
When would be a good time for me to call?
I haven't even gone yet.
No, I just don't want to wake you up or anything, calling in the middle of the night.
Only 2 hours ahead. It's not Australia.
Still a long way. Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, me too.
Granddad's waiting, darling. He's got the suitcases in the car.
Yes, I'm coming.
Okay, but don't be long.
Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
And you will come to South Africa?
Oh, try and keep me away. So.
You're not going to keep dealing, are you?
It's hardly dealing. It's just a few...
Only I'd really like it if you could stop. After everything.
Stop, right. Okay.
You promise?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
It's open.
Yeah, Kathy said you were doing your packing.
Yes. I've been happy here.
Oh, here, I brought you these. No, it's the macaroons from this morning. You left them behind.
Thank you. I'll share them with Roy and Kirsty.
I have some news.
Good news?
Very good news. I've just had a call from the fertility clinic.
And?
Well, I can't quite believe it. They've found us an egg donor.
But you thought it might take weeks.
Yeah, or months.
That is good news.
I'm glad you think so.
Very good news.
Look, my hand's trembling.
Adam happy?
Well, I haven't managed to speak to him yet. He's on voicemail. Oh,
this is brilliant news.
Yeah.
You're going to be such great fathers.
I hope so.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind, especially after this morning, what you and Adam said.
Well, I mean, we said a lot of things. Is there anything in particular?
If we find out the baby has a disability. You saying you'd want to go ahead with the pregnancy anyway?
Yeah, of course we would.
Of course.
If it was something really terrible, something that would cause the child pain or distress, we'd obviously talk to the doctors, but...
But?
We'd want to help our child however we could. We'd give it the best life possible, no matter the circumstance, and all the love it's possible to give.
You'll make me cry.
I'm looking for Brian.
Well, he's gone to the airport. Can I help?
When will he be back?
Well, has something happened?
I want to talk to him.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Oh, dear. What on earth is all this about?
The contamination site.
Well, it's all under control.
I'm not so sure.
It is.
Mum, I've just been up there and talked to the guy in charge. They're having to stop work.
Oh, well, that really isn't good enough. Brian's going to be so cross when he finds out.
Aren't you going to ask why?
Why?
Apparently, this afternoon, they have just found a number of large, unlabeled drums.
And?
Oh, please, Mum, wake up! They can't move them!
Why on earth not?
Because they don't know what's inside them. What if they explode?
Oh, they're hardly likely to do that.
How do you know? They're waiting on specialist kit to arrive to deal with them. So that's a shedload more money we'll have to pay. Plus, the chap I was talking to says they found TCE.
Oh, really?
An industrial degreaser. Can be ingested through contaminated drinking water. Can cause damage to the liver and the kidneys and the central nervous system. It's possibly, even probably, carcinogenic. And there are other containers up there too, full of dieldrin and other organochlorines.
Oh, you really don't need to worry, darling.
Mum, listen, please, listen. What we've got up there is a potential ecological disaster.
You're using some very strong language.
But I'm not getting through, though, am I? What do I have to say to make you understand? This is about as serious as it gets.
You've missed a bit.
Where?
Over there, where I had me marrows.
No, I've done it.
Ah, but have you double dug?
I'm trying to do you a favour. Do your own double digging.
Ha!
Huh?
Yeah, more words than I've managed to get out of you in the past 2 days. I'll chalk that one up. You're doing a good job, Toby. Nice work.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here's something that'll put a smile on your face. I've just had a very interesting conversation in the Bull with Jim Lloyd. Right. And he tells me in confidence, very hush-hush, he tells me he's negotiated a special platinum membership of the Cider Club. A waiving of the annual dues and no apple-picking duties.
Why is that going to make me smile?
Well, someone getting something for nothing out of Joe Grundy.
How much are the annual dues?
£5.
Oh, £5 whole.
But that's not where the story ends. Oh, no. He goes off home for his dinner and Joe Grundy sidles up to me with a proposition.
Sidles?
Yeah, he asked me if I'd be interested in a special gold membership of the Cider Club. Something he's only offering to a very few members of the club, or so he says. He tells me that as a gold member, I'll be entitled to one free bottle of Tumble Tussock per year, only I'm not to mention it to the prof because he's already...
A platinum member.
Ah, so you have been listening. Anyway, so I says to him, this gold membership, how much is it going to set me back? And he says, a bargain, only a tenner a year, or 15 if you want a couple more bottles of Tumble Tussock thrown in.
Bargain.
Joe Grundy may be getting on, but he's still got an abacus for a brain. Oh, hello there, young Rex.
Hi, Bert.
You come to give me your rent?
Actually, I'm a bit strapped. I was wondering if you'd mind waiting till next week.
I don't see why not. Hardly see you here anyway. Cup of tea?
That'll be great, thanks. Have you dug over this whole vegetable patch?
Yeah, it takes my mind off things.
Well, like what?
Nothing. Go indoors, shall we?
Huh. Ryan inside?
Yes, darling.
I'll go around the back. Looking good, Mum.
Yes, but I want to get on top of it. If I let it run wild, it'll spoil the whole garden.
Want a cup of coffee, darling? Oh, Adam.
Brian.
How are the deer doing?
They're fine.
Will on top of everything for the shoot tomorrow?
As far as I know.
Well, I remember, I decided to stick with your agronomist. Given the circs, I thought it wasn't the best time to change.
Brian, we need to talk. I've just come off the phone to the insurers.
Insurers? Why were they calling you?
I called them.
You did what?
I've been looking at the amount we're paying for the cleanup contractors, and I wanted to check on the progress of our claim.
You had no right.
They were very informative.
Quite frankly, I find it hard to believe you've taken it upon yourself.
What did they say, Adam?
You actually telephoned my insurers.
Our insurers, Brian.
What did they say?
They said, in the event of a claim, they would have to investigate the circumstances and details.
Well, of course, that's what insurance companies do.
And if the chemicals appear to have been dumped during Brian's tenure as landowner...
Well, Brian's not disputing that.
They can't guarantee they would honour a claim.
Well, it's obvious they're not going to guarantee anything over the phone. They should never have talked to you in the first place. I'm the policyholder.
No, it's in the name of the business.
Do you think there's any chance they might not pay out?
This is all speculation. I don't know what you hope to achieve, Adam, by making this phone call, but as far as I can see, all you've managed to do is worry your mother.
What else did they say, Adam?
I think we should put a halt to this conversation immediately.
Adam?
Brian's right. There's nothing to be gained by trying to pre-guess what might happen.
At last, some sense. Come indoors, Jenny, and have some coffee.
Please, Adam, answer my question. In your discussion with the insurance company, or did you get the impression that there's a chance they might not pay?
You're just worrying yourself.
Let Adam speak!
Yes, Mum, I did get that impression. They are monitoring the situation.
Oh. Oh.
Mum, are you all right?
Oh, dear.
When I factor in the time it takes, the cost of feed, a basic wage, I've scarcely broken even.
But you can't give up the geese.
Well, I haven't got a choice.
But Rex...
Plus, there was all the grief from people who wanted me to reassure them that goose was what they really wanted for their perfect Christmas. Oh, not to mention the killing of the birds and then trussing them. I don't want to do it anymore, Toby.
But I've just extended the lease on Hollow Tree.
Well, only for 6 months, though.
Yeah, but I'm obviously hoping, David...
You're going to have to count me out.
I can't afford to, bro.
Sorry, but I'm done.
You should have told me this before I signed with David.
Whoa. Did I ask you to sign that extension?
No, but you knew the lease was going to end.
Did you ask me?
I assumed you'd want to go ahead.
Well, you assumed wrong.
OK, Rex, it's been a steep learning curve, I get that. But you've been building a market, and I guarantee, give it another year and you'll
be... I don't want
to
give it another year. It's not worth it. I'm doing fine for now with the taxiing work and the stuff with Josh and...
But I need you in there, bro. I can't make the rent payments without you.
Well, you're going to have to.
But Rex...
But nothing. Sorry, Toby. Like I said, I'm out.
I might have a little lie down on the sofa.
All right, I'll bring your coffee through.
Oh, thank you, darling.
You're sure you're okay, Mum?
Oh, yes, Adam. Nothing to worry about.
So, perhaps you'd like to explain why you're interfering.
I'm trying to help.
And how's telephoning my insurer supposed to help?
I wanted to clarify things.
Clarify?
Yes.
Your mother said you went up to Lowmead yesterday.
Yes.
Because you wanted to clarify things up there, I suppose.
Brian, I simply wanted to see for myself what was going on.
The old pond yesterday, the insurers today, why all this sudden interest?
I don't think it's unreasonable, given that we're spending thousands of pounds a week and we may not be covered.
But when we talked earlier this week, you agreed with me and your mother that we should carry on as normal because there's nothing we can do until the specialist contractors finish their work.
Surely it's in our interest to amass as much information as possible.
What made you change your mind?
No reason.
Oh, come on, Adam, not a fool. Why have you been ferreting around?
Because I'm concerned that you're burying your head in the sand, and I'm not alone.
Who else?
Justin.
Justin Elliott.
He wants to help.
Really?
We have to face up to what's happening. This is a very serious situation.
Which I have under control.
With respect, Brian, I don't think that's entirely true.
With respect, Adam. When I want your opinion, I will ask for it.
I've brought you a glass of Joe's tumble tussock.
Oh, thank you.
Now, this mood of yours, what is it?
Oh, I don't know how I'm going to manage with Rex pulling out of Hollow Tree.
Oh, but he only told you that this afternoon, didn't he?
So?
It seems to me you've been in the dumps ever since you went off the other day to the hospital for that scan thingy. They do say a trouble shared is a trouble halved. Well, all right, young Toby, you watch telly. I'll go outside, shall I, and eat worms. All right, you are. Worms it is.
It's going to be a person, Bert. I saw it there on the scan, and I listened to its heart beating, and it's not me, it's not Pip, it's a separate person. A proper person, and it's going to want a proper dad.
Well, that's what you're going to be.
Me? Fat chance. I'm not grown up enough to be a dad. I'm going to let the baby down and I'm going to let Pip down because that's what I always do.
You're being very hard on yourself.
I can't do it. I can't. I'm still a kid myself.
All right. I'm going to tell you something now that I've never told no one before. Only me old dad, God rest his soul. Frieda never knew, because if she did, it would have broken her heart.
What is it?
Well, the night she told me she was expecting our Trevor, she was so excited, she put me tea down on the table and she stood there and I said, why don't you sit down? And she said, I've got something to tell you. And out it came, all in a rush. Well, I put a smile on my face, one ear to the other, and when I'd finished eating, I said, would she mind if I went down the pub, wet the baby's head? Only I didn't go down the pub, I went to me mum and dad's house. And I stood outside there in the dark, looking up at me old bedroom window and wishing I could turn back time and be a boy once more.
That's it, exactly.
I just decided I was going to run for the hills when me dad come out for his pipe and he finds me out there and he says, what's wrong, son? And I tell him and he laughs and he says to me, well, I felt the same way. It's completely normal. And then he says, knowing you feel like that and facing up to it, that's the first step on the road.
But, Bert, I don't even know how I'm going to make the rent on Hollow Tree. I can't take responsibility for myself. So how can I ever take responsibility for a kid?
You'll find a way.
I won't.
You will.
I can't.
You can if you put your mind to it.
I'm going to be such a rubbish dad.
I've known you for a while now, young Toby, and I think I know you pretty well. And I'd say if you put your mind to being a good father and put your back into it, well, I'd bet my last sixpence that you can do it.
Really?
What I'm saying is, and I mean every word of this, I think this baby could be the making of you.
Are you awake?
Yes. I can't sleep.
Brian, why did you tell me the insurers would pay out?
Well, actually, Jenny, I didn't tell you that.
You didn't tell me I was wrong.
I'm still hoping you were right.
We have to find as much paperwork as we can. I mean, everything. The insurers will need it.
Yeah.
We'll show them that you were deceived.
It was so long ago, Jenny. Keep trying to piece it together. I remember nights like this, though, lying awake, and all I could see were red pound notes dancing round the room. When some chap said he'd pay me to tip some harmless rubbish, I jumped at the chance. Oh, had I known what it was, Jenny.
We have to find that paperwork.
Surely you don't think I'd have allowed anyone to dump something so potentially dangerous.
I'm not sure in the eyes of the law that ignorance is the same thing as innocence.
Yeah, a lawyer said the same thing last week.
Well, you didn't tell me.
Well, what's the point in worrying you?
Did she say, darling, what might happen if you are found guilty?
Let's not dwell on that. It's not going to happen.
What's not going to happen?
Could you help me, please?
Of course. Come here. What did the lawyer say?
I could be facing a custodial sentence.
You mean prison?
Yes. Prison.
This is the BBC.
Hi, I'm Rhianna Dillon, and I just wanted to let you know about another podcast that I think you might like. It's called Seriously, and twice a week we bring you incredible documentaries from BBC Radio 4. We like to say they're seriously interesting stories told a little sideways. From politics to fashion, arts to current affairs, I'm sure there will be something that takes your fancy. So join me there. Just search for Seriously in your favourite podcast app.